I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The Steinway D is the gold standard for concert grand pianos. And now, on the second floor of a former mill in Brattleboro, the Vermont Jazz Center has one. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tissman has more.
Eugene Ueman couldn't keep his hands off the Steinway when he walked into the repair studio to pick up the piano.
Feels great.
Yep.
Ueman is the artistic director of the Vermont Jazz Center, and he drove out to Bill Ballard's studio in Saxons River to give the piano a final look. The moving company is packing it up for its trip into Brattleboro.
Up a little bit. Good. Set it down.
It's a big deal for a nonprofit art organization to buy an instrument like this. Most of the Steinway D's in Vermont are at colleges or in larger performance spaces. Ueman says the piano marks a new chapter in the Jazz Center's history.
So this is a statement saying that, yes, the Jazz Center is a flagship organization and that we have one of the best pianos in the state, and that when jazz pianists are looking for a place to play, they think about the Jazz Center because they know there's a beautiful piano here. And so, yeah, I'm making a statement saying we're it.
Back in 1975, jazz guitarist Attila Zoller had a house in Newfane. He'd invite his New York friends up to drink wine, eat his Hungarian food, and play music. Zoller began offering workshops and establishing the Jazz Center as a place for the serious study of music. Today, the Jazz Center has a full-time artistic director, and it offers summer workshops and year-round concerts with some of the hottest musicians in the world. The Vermont Jazz Center Steinway D debuted at a concert with the Fred Hirsch Trio. While Hirsch was the headline performer, the Steinway was getting a lot of attention. At 9 feet long and weighing half a ton, the instrument filled the room. Ueman says this Steinway D grand piano sets up a legacy at the Jazz Center. And he says Zoller, the Jazz Center's founder, believed Southern Vermont was a place where jazz music would live and breathe.
Attila had a song called Meant to Be, and that was the one song that Attila made me memorize before he passed away. Attila certainly believed in it. I believe that if you work for things and have an open heart and have good intention, then things come to you. I believe that you make it happen. And we made this happen.
Maybe it was meant to be, but it still took some serious money and effort to make it happen. And Ueman says great jazz artists will be playing this instrument for a very long time. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tissman in Brattleboro.